we recently had a football coach leave to go to a larger school. We, within 48 hours, hired Bobby Petrino, made a big splash nationwide. Some positive coverage, some negative coverage right. came from that.
Right.
Invariably, I think there's questions at WKU in the community about just the issue of WKU being part of the big time scene in college right. athletics, for better or worse.
Right.
And as the college president, for you, what role does athletics play? How does it fit into the academic mission? Where does that rank in terms of importance? What would you say to somebody who might ask about the amount of money that's spent on athletics and paying coaches and where that fits in with a place of higher education?
That's a complex question, but I will answer it this way. You're known by the company you keep, and if we're going to do something at WKU, I want us to do it in a nationally competitive manner. Now, we can do away with intercollegiate athletics and probably be just fine as an institution. In my opinion, we'd be a much smaller institution. Maybe we would focus on academic quality and be at the University of Chicago pick another public university that doesn't have athletics. There aren't many of them. University of Chicago is actually a private institution. So you just don't have many public institutions that don't have intercollegiate athletics because the public expects it. If there were a biology section every day in the paper, we'd try to be nationally competitive in biology. We are nationally competitive in biology, but people don't read about it every day. There is a sports section in every city's paper. There is a sports segment on every newscast across America. It's part of our culture, and we need to participate. And it's something that our alumni expect. It brings energy to the campus. It brings recognition to the campus. If you do it right, it helps students identify with the institution. Now, there's lots of value in intercollegiate athletics in the life of a university. And believe me, we'd have far greater challenges if we tried to de-emphasize or eliminate. It would be a rallying point for people against us, even within our own university family. So that's not an option for us. We're going to do it. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it within the rules, and we're going to be successful. And I don't want to be part of an institution that plays in a secondary category in its athletic programs or in any of its academic programs. We wouldn't expect any member of the faculty on this campus to be considered 1AA or be considered in a secondary level in what they do in their educational enterprise. We're going to compete with the very best and do it well and have a national persona with everything we do at this university, and that's the only way we know how to operate, or only way I know how to operate, or how to lead an institution. So consequently, we do put university money into it. Most of it is restricted student fees. If we didn't have an athletic program, those fees wouldn't exist. If we didn't have an athletic program, you couldn't take all that money devoted to athletics and spend it on something else because that revenue wouldn't be there. People wouldn't be buying the tickets. People wouldn't be making the financial contributions. Students wouldn't be paying the athletic fees. So it's not like this revenue could be spent over here if it wasn't being spent on athletics because that revenue would not exist. Therefore, we fund the athletic program. We compete at a high level. And we want to access the significant revenues that are forthcoming in the Bowl Championship Series, the BCS, after 2014. We knew that when we made the transition a few years ago that those revenues were going to be significant. We wanted to share in those. We will be sharing in those now. As new TV contracts go into place in 2014. If we can generate the ticket sales and generate the private support to hire one of the best coaches in the game, and by whatever dynamics, whatever circumstance, we're in a position to do that, we're going to do it. And the hiring of a football coach, as we just went through, is like any other decision we make. You measure the upside potential against the downside risk, and when the upside potential of a given decision outweighs the downside risk, you go with it. That's the way we look at academic programs. That's the way we look at student life programs, construction projects, everything we do. And in this particular case, the upside potential was far greater than the downside risk, and we made the decision to go with it. And I really commend Todd Stewart, our athletic director, for recognizing the opportunity and working that out with Coach Petrino, and allowing us to take yet another step forward Now, if something happens that is of concern or brings a negative context to our program, yeah, there'll be some I told you so's. But we're big boys. We'll take that and move on. But I think the upside potential and the opportunity for Coach Petrino to succeed well here is significant. And I believe he will, and I believe that it moves our program into yet another dimension, that the revenues will be significantly greater, and the success will as well, and the pride factor. I mean, University of Louisville right now is having a great experience primarily because of athletics, and people know about the University of Louisville in ways that they would never know about the University of Louisville were it not for athletic success, and they're taking advantage of that. UK, the same thing with the NCAA basketball championship, has brought great opportunities to the University of Kentucky. Being a member of the SEC brings great revenues and allows them to do things that go way beyond the athletic program. Our challenges are significant, and everything is a matter of degree, but we have the opportunity to experience similar kinds of successes at this university with bowl games and postseason success and basketball and other sports. And I want that for our fans. I want that for our students. I want that for our branding as an institution. And I think our academic programs benefit when athletic programs are successful.